Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
We are all familiar with the 12 days of Christmas. And as far as I know, Andrea, there isn't a line about giving cancer for Christmas. Now, people might wonder, what the heck am I talking about? But what happens is a lot of the products that we get for our loved ones have cancer-containing ingredients. So thank goodness we've got David Pollack. He's such a gem. He's going to help us understand what's going on, how to read the labels, and make sure we don't give cancer for Christmas. Hi, David.
Thank you. How are you? Good to speak with you. I got to tell you, this is like the highlight of my day.
trust me, I've been looking forward to it, and so has Andrea. So let's jump right in. Because I don't want to give cancer for Christmas.
You know, it sounds funny. We all want to give nice gifts this Christmas. You know, we look at different things. A lot of the stores suck us in with the beautiful colors and aromas and smells of all the different products, bath washes, body lotions. Some are doing gift baskets. Some are doing perfumes. None of us want to give cancer. And I know that sounds funny, and everybody's going, what are you talking about? But the chemicals in a lot of these products are known carcinogens. They're reported by the FDA to be known carcinogens. And in Europe, they're regulated, banned, but in the U.S., they're still allowed in products. So when you're giving a lot of these products, you're giving known carcinogens. And so let's talk about ways to dissect a label. And so you can give products that are healthy this year and that are still smell nice, still look good, but you don't want to give somebody cancer, obviously. So and most people are doing it without even knowing.
So, David, what are some of the ingredients? I guess, first of all, what are some of the products that people are giving? And what are some of the ingredients that they should be looking for in order to avoid so they don't give people cancer for Christmas?
Yeah, no, great question. First, I'm going to go through a couple real quick and tell you what to do. But more importantly, at the end, let's give my website. We'll put a link up so they can download the list and take it with them shopping. Because what I call my 10 toxic chemicals to avoid. You don't have to be a chemist. You don't have to be a geek like I am. All you got to know is just a couple items to look for. So what I tell everybody, just like you talk about on food labels, know what you're eating. Do the same before you buy a gift or you buy it even for yourself. Flip the product over and look at the ingredients. It's very simple. Just flip it over and take a look. Some of the most common ones you're going to find are parabens. Usually at the end of that ingredient list, there's many different words with it, but if the word paraben appears in it, avoid it. One of the others that you may see sprinkled out the ingredient statement a few different times is the word glycol or PEG, P-E-G. If it contains PEG or glycol, PEG is short for polyethylene glycol, and there's often, again, different names, pentylene glycol, butylene glycol. Again, if it says PEG or glycol, no matter what other words are with it, those are known carcinogens. And you're going to find this in the majority of body lotions, in the majority of even some of the perfumes, et cetera. Another one you're going to find in the body washes and shampoos is laureth sulfates. Whether it's sodium or ammonium, but anything ending in an ETH is really your clue. So glance at the ingredients, anything ending in ETH. I'll tell you another big one is I avoid products that have synthetic dyes. Synthetic colorants are known to be carcinogens. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you the biggest
one. Those are also on our Scary 7, so yes, we agree.
Well, okay, you and I, we've talked about this many times, is a lot of these ingredients are used in your food products, and you'll talk about it, and our listeners are going to sit here and say, okay, I'm avoiding it in all my foods, but you don't think to flip over your personal care products or the items you're giving for Christmas. You just assume they're safe. They're not. They contain known carcinogens, and I don't care what the brand is. I don't care how big the brands are. Some are starting to clean up their act and remove some of these things. Some
say
they're going to over the next few years, but not enough. Exactly. And I'll tell you what's worse is some of these, well, you may not give toothpaste for Christmas, but they're even in your toothpaste. So don't be fooled thinking every product's safe. Don't be fooled because you trust the brand. Look on the back and know it's healthy for you. Don't give cancer for Christmas, and don't bring it home into your house. You don't want to give it to your family. You don't want to give it to your friends. You don't want to give it to the school teachers you give a nice set of body lotions
right,
to
a good
this
point.
Holiday. You know, you need to know these things. And I'm going to tell you one of the biggest ones is if it says fragrance. And this one, everybody laughs and says, but David, I love wearing a perfume. I understand that. Okay. My problem is every day we all use more products than we realize. And I'm going to tell you, I jump up this morning. I used a shave cream. I used a body wash in the shower. I used a shampoo, hair conditioner. I used a styling gel or pomade, whatever you want to call it these days. I then used a hairspray. I used a deodorant. I used a toothpaste. And then I have a cologne I put on. So how many products did I just layer? So they may have small levels of it, but now I've added all these things to my body, and up to 60% of these ingredients are being absorbed into our bloodstream.
Yeah, you know, David, what's interesting is recently I saw an ad for a certain skin product, and on the label it said, you know, 10% hydroquinone. Now, I can finally say that. It's only taken me about a year. But the hydroquinone is a known spot reducer or spot fader. Yep. And you said it's one of the worst things. And here this product is bragging about it on the label.
Well, okay, because depends what you're going to brag about. If you want to brag about results, it's phenomenal. Is it dangerous? Of course, and they're not calling it out. In the globe, around the globe, and you know I travel to all kinds of countries all the time looking for new ingredients and doing business in different countries, but I'm going to tell you, there's only two countries that allow hydroquinone, because all the others have banned it because it's not safe, and the U.S. is one of the two. Shame on us. Shame on our government. And so
I'm sure Canada's right there, too.
I honestly don't know what Canada does on. I got to look that one up. That's a good question. But I'm going to tell you is the avoid products. Hydroquinone is another good one. But I go back to like synthetic fragrances I mentioned. I'm going to tell you why. I don't mind if a product smells good. I don't mind how you derive it through extracts and natural oils, which a lot of the perfume companies brag about. This is a blend of vanilla bean with a lavender undertone and a sprinkle of this, that, or the other to make it sound nice. But when they list it as the word fragrance and not break it down, they're allowed to hide many of these chemicals we're talking about. So when you see it, when something smells good, I'm okay, as long as it doesn't use the word fragrance. The word fragrance is like a catch-all word.
It's a blanket term. It reminds me of the word flavor. It's a blanket term that companies can use to hide their ingredients and their proprietary formulas.
Okay, and proprietary, and you may say, okay, the essential oils, they don't want the world knowing. No, all the other solvents, glycols, and everything else, and you can have as many as 300 different ingredients in that formula. So anything I don't want to disclose in my formula, I could say, well, that's part of the fragrance. And it legally allows me to get away with it.
David, I have a question about the fragrance, too, because I do see it in natural products as well. And sometimes it could throw us off because you think, oh, it's in a health food store, a natural product store. It must be safe, but it has the word fragrance. So, for anything, whether it says fragrance, whether it's, you know, so if we see that term, avoid it. But my question is also, what if it has, you know, they say essential oils. Are those also something we need to be avoided? Or if it says natural essential oils, are those chemically based as well?
You know, first of all, anything natural doesn't necessarily mean it's safe. Poison ivy is natural. I'm certainly not rubbing that on my face. So so some essential oils, I'm going to tell
idea.
You, may be good for your face. Yeah. Some of them may be actually irritating to the skin, and you don't know all the carriers, and you certainly don't know the companies that make all of them. So first, investigate certain companies. If they're legit, okay, then use them. But don't go with some of these off brands that you don't know without checking it out first. And just because it's in a health food store, you brought something up great, is it doesn't mean it's safe. Because they can say based on natural ingredients, it contains all these natural ingredients, flip over the label and find out for yourself. Find out if it contains any of the glycols, parabens, PEGs, synthetic fragrance, synthetic dye, hydroquinone, triethanolamine, or any of these ingredients, mineral oil, petrolatum, avoid them. These are things you do not want in your body. These are things you do not want to give in your gifts. And I'm going to make it simple. All our listeners can download it at my website. Go to justaskdavid.com, and in the top right, they can sign up and download that list right now for free to take with them shopping.
And you can also get, I know, David, you have a product called Pure Attitude, which myself and Lisa use, so they can buy your products that don't have any of these cancer-causing ingredients as well, correct?
Exactly. Pure Attitude
is
no water, just pure ingredients.
Awesome, David. Well, we're out of time for today, always. It just goes by so fast, as you know. Crazy. Until next time, stay connected at RadioMD and NaturallySavvy.com, where we keep you informed and up to date on all things natural and organic. Stay well. Thanks, David.